Holmes. I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Catherine Thomas. And we're going to be talking about the Camille Foundation. It's an organization similar to ACORN, only this organization has targeted the churches to actually mobilize the churches for social action. And just as certainly ACORN mobilizes groups and people for social action, so this group, Camille Group, is going to organize the churches and the church members for social, or perhaps I should say, socialist action. Catherine, how did you find out about this organization?
Hi, Stan. I found out because we had a Catholic priest that kind of caught my attention when he knocked the Politics of the Right to Life group. And I actually went to my computer to look up a Right to Life group, and they seemed pretty much online with they're against abortion for life. So I went back to talk to the priest. And the conversation got quite ugly when I realized that there's something really not right with this priest, and I connected several dots in my community, one being a city leader that I was complaining to, and he said, hey, Catherine, did you know that this priest is the head of a group called Jonah, which is an affiliate of the Gamaliel Foundation out of Chicago, and come to find out, it's a community organizing group. So here we have a priest that is a community organizer a la Obama style or ACORN style, and we really have tried to spread the word about this organization, and so here we are.
All right. Now, what is Gamaliel, and what does it do?
Gamaliel Foundation is actually a biblical name, and I looked it up. It means reward of God. So it sounds like a very warm and fuzzy organization, and it is, I'm sorry, something's beeping on my phone. Can you hear me, Stan?
You're doing fine.
Okay, it's a foundation that's in Chicago, and it is the foundation that Barack Obama grew up as a community organizer and learned his trade for three years with this organization, was my understanding. And so I guess they're in 19 states now, and I think they would like to be in all states if they had their choice. And so that's pretty much what it's all about. Like I said, it's in 19 states, and it took their activities in our community to really find out about them. They move with the greatest of stealth. They move locally. So they've moved under the radar nationally, and yet they are an ACORN-like organization working out of churches. And just like ACORN works out of neighborhoods, they work out of the churches and take advantage of them.
And, of course, they're really funded by a lot of the same people, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're hardcore leftist foundations that are funding them, like the Ford Foundation and W.K. Kellogg Foundation. And here we go again, George Soros. Imagine that. His money has filtered into the churches. And, Stan, I can't understand why any church would be engaged with any of things he funds, because the last time I looked, he was a pretty bad guy, and he has ruined whole countries with his money, and China says he's not allowed in their country. France says he's a criminal, and yet here we have his money settling in our churches.
Well, basically, what do they want to do? In other words, how are they going to use the churches and the Christians to destroy this nation?
Well, they're working, for example, we discovered too last fall, they were soliciting certain neighborhoods. Here we have churches involved to get more Obama votes with the voter registration drives. They are interested in socialized medicine. Actually, since I last talked to you, my neighbor was complaining to me that her church called her up and asked her to participate in selling socialized medicine to the flock in her church, and they are, by the way, part of this organization. This priest in our area is the leader of it.
No, what was the denomination that this woman belonged to, your neighbor?
I believe it is Lutheran, and he has engaged. He's the leader of all representations. There's Baptist church involved, Methodist. There's Episcopal, there's Congregational. He has them all covered.
And I think it's important for people to understand that what they want to do is get the churches to say, look, what's wrong with helping people? What's wrong with people having health care? We don't want people to go bankrupt simply because they have a medical illness. That's why we need socialized medicine. Well, all the things, the problems are very real, but socialized medicine, controlled by the federal government or controlled by anybody, is not the way to take care of the people who have medical problems and can't afford medical care. What we need is a system of local hospitals and county hospitals that are funded locally to take care of people who can't take care of themselves, and people should pay as much as they can, and if they can't pay, why then, of course, that falls to the local community. We had a system like that, but the people who want a fascist system so they can use it to damage the health, to withhold care, and they can use it so their death panels can be sure the elderly die. Why, they didn't want the solution we had 50 years ago. They systematically have closed down the county hospitals all across America. Through their interference in the healthcare delivery system, they've driven prices up to ridiculous levels. They've taken over the control of medical organizations and getting doctors to prescribe all sorts of medicines and tests that simply are ridiculous, and many times procedures. People are not involved. And when people are involved in making decisions about their care, they're going to be concerned about the cost. But if you were given the opportunity to buy a car, and certainly I think everybody needs a car, and you had a choice between, say, getting a little tiny car, maybe with just a coupe of some sort, or getting a luxurious Cadillac, which would you take? Well, most people would take the luxurious Cadillac. And that's exactly what we have in healthcare. We need healthcare, but it's got to be locally mediated, not federally mediated. And apparently, this organization is pushing socialized medicine. Would that be a fair estimate?
Heavily. Actually, you can go online, and I noticed they had something they added to their where they have their platform posted online. You can look up the Gamaliel Foundation, Stan, online, and they don't hide their agenda at all. And they've added a bit about this pushing for socialized medicine. And, of course, they tug on your heartstrings, and they use biblical passages. But, again, this has nothing to do with the Bible. Again, we're talking George Soros' money, so we know where he feels about Bible and God and Christianity.
Well, don't forget the Ford Foundation, which has been working to destroy this country, because what nobody knows is that Henry Ford actually built a major Ford plant in Russia. He built major automotive plants in Hitler's Germany. Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. He was involved in spiritualism and theosophy. And that's where he got his genius for so much of what he did. And that's, of course, why he was pushing so hard on that anti-Semitism, because the occult hates the Jews, and it was a wonderful diversion. He did a magnificent job playing his part of working to destroy the very fabric of our society, and his foundation continues it long after he's gone to his unjust rewards. Well, would you mind spelling Gamaliel for our listeners so they can look it up?
Yes, it's G-A-M-A-L-I-E-L Foundation. You're tempted to say Gamaliel, but I believe I've pronounced it properly. Gamaliel is how you pronounce it. And again, it means reward of God, and they have disguised themselves behind biblical names, and some of their affiliates, Dan, have taken names like Ezekiel, Isaiah, Moses, Joshua, Job, Wisdom. I mean, they sound all warm and fuzzy. So if you heard it in a community, I would never have suspected this if it wasn't for this priest.
Well, our telephone numbers, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Another diabolical organization tied into Saul Alinsky's teachings. And remember, Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, was dedicated to Lucifer. We'll be back here in just a moment with Catherine. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit PureWaterFreedom.com. PureWaterFreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We have Dr. Stan back here, our guest, Catherine Thomas. We're talking about Gamaliel Foundation, and of course, this is one of those stealth organizations. We're seeing a lot of publicity about Acorn and cutting off funds to Acorn. And do you know if Gamaliel gets any federal government funding at all, Catherine?
I don't know. It seems like, I know there's an Office of Faith-Based Partnership, and as soon as we heard about that, we thought, oh, there's the Gamaliel Foundation at the White House. So I haven't looked that far. It'd be interesting to find out. No telling with this group that's running Washington right now.
All right, fine. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing, of course, is to put socialism or push socialism. What is socialism? It's a centralization of all power with the federal government, which is what our founding fathers feared. They realized that if you centralized power in Washington, D.C., you'd soon have an authoritarian structure, as Thomas Jefferson said, as tyrannical as the one we recently just separated from. And that's exactly what is happening today, because we are not demanding that our government obey the law of this land, which is the Constitution. Now, if the elite, the financial elite, the Rockefellers and the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts and the Ted Turners and the others don't like, you know, our form of life, then let them amend the Constitution. But they know the American people want to be free. And they don't want the American people to be free. They want all power in Washington, D.C. President Obama has more czars than the Romanovs did when they ruled pre-revolutionary Russia. They have more power in Washington, D.C. than has ever existed in any nation in the world. We have the most powerful military in the world. We have the greatest, certainly, industries in the world, although they're falling, even though they've sent 6 or 7 million of our jobs overseas. We are still the primary producer in the entire world, and China's a very, very poor third, I think, behind us. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Catherine, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And we're talking about an organization that is spreading into states all across America like a cancer, like a slimy ooze. And, of course, it's just oozing its way into the churches. And why are ministers going along with this? Why are priests going along with this? Don't they realize this violates our Constitution and eventually will be turned against the Christian church, the Church of God? Catherine, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, I'm here. Oh, you know, there's something else I wanted to add is that this organization was part of destroying the churches in the UK. And I know Melanie Phillips in her article called Revolution You Can Believe In, said, she warns the Americans, wake up, you still have time to save your churches. But I can see it's going to be some work, because once it settles in your church like it has in our church, it's hard to get rid of them unless you cut off their funding, say we're not going to give any more money to the church, which is what we've done. We said absolutely no more money. We can't even get through to our bishop, Stan, because he's been barricaded, and they know that I'm on to this priest. So I'm not sure, you know, it's much easier to go to your church leaders now if it hasn't settled and warn them and say, if you bring Marxism into our church and you do not ask our permission, then we're going to put you out in the street. That's what I would do. And when this guy is gone, we're going to go to the church board and say, if you guys do this again, you're not getting any more of our money. And I think there's a lot of people now that are waking up about this.
Now, how are you reaching the people in your parish? Because certainly, obviously, you've got must have allies there. And you're absolutely right. Cut the funds off, and you know, it's like cutting the head off the snake. The snake can't function anymore. What sort of response are you getting from the people in your parish, or are they blindly following along like good Catholics, rather than suggesting this guy's a no-good, Nick?
Well, I think 6 months ago there was lots following blindly, and so I was sitting out here saying, okay, I'll just go to all the board members, which I did. I went to we have another Catholic church. I went to the other priests. They knew exactly what this guy was up to, and they have been dead silent. And now, though, Stan, it's a whole lot different. Everybody's awake. Because they can see that our country is hanging by a thread and that this group in D.C. really might ruin our country. So now, I think they were in denial 6 months ago, but they're not in denial anymore because now I hear people talking about it and there are people spreading it quietly in our community, doing just like what they did. You know, they move like a snake in our community. Lie, cheat, deceive. This is what Saul Alinsky says. How you do it, it doesn't matter. Only the ends count. And everybody's realizing now there's something really awful going on in the church. And now they know that I get plenty of emails just to see what they're saying. There's bishops signing on to climate change, and I'm not sure even if the Pope has come out with strong language against this one world order business. So it's real. It's a real shaky time for the Catholic Church right now. And, of course, Notre Dame invited Obama, and he happily went there, and they happily accepted him. So I think Catholics are pretty much awake now, the ones that wondering what's going on and what they can do.
Well, even Notre Dame, when Obama went, he insisted they cover up some of the Christian symbols there, which they dutifully did. And, of course, the Pope Benedict XVI has come out in favor of the new international order, said everybody's going to have to get into this new international economic order, so the Pope is actually pushing this, but then why should we be surprised with his background having come out of Nazi, I guess it was Austria. But anyway, of course, he was a member of the Hitler's Youth, so he's certainly come a long way, maybe. Well, we've got real problems with the Protestant Church. As you know, I'm a Protestant, and I feel we've got these forces working within the Jewish Church, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, and they are really aimed at changing America forever. And I'm just so pleased that the people in your area are aware, and I suspect you deserve a lot of credit for that, but we've got to get this information out all across America, which is why you're with us this afternoon and why you'll be with us on all of our other programs. We want people to know what Gamaliel is all about and how they're working. And, of course, what they do is they focus our attention on Acorn. I mean, they're out there, oh, they're bad. Barack Obama came out of Acorn. But he really came out of Gamaliel, didn't he?
He did. And this is what's so amazing is I can honestly tell you, Stan, I have been spreading this since last January. And there has been maybe one or two persons that have even heard of Gamaliel. And they really, everybody hears Acorn. They've really done a nice job on keeping this below the national radar. And yet, if you go to their webpage, there is no mistaking their platform, and you can see it in their platform. They envision a radical Marxist transformation of America. They claim that they are nonpartisan, but yet their activities, their agenda, their funding only prove that they're a very, very partisan socialistic group. And they take advantage of the churches. And their goals are similar to Acorn, and they accept money from leftist foundations. And really, in the end, I tell folks, this is a silent Marxist revolution aiming to destroy our freedoms by gaining control of another power center, our churches.
Well, of course, the leaders of the Republican Party went right along with George Bush as he pushed Ted Kennedy's agenda. Yes, George Bush enacted Ted Kennedy's agenda, specifically the Medicare drug bill, the No Child Left Behind. Those were Ted Kennedy's bills. Ted Kennedy couldn't get them through. So George Bush got them through for them. But to the discredit of the leaders of the Republican Party, they went right along with it, because many of them are hardcore socialists as well, but they can't tell the American people we're supposed to have two political parties, aren't we? We'll be right back. Give us a call.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I get... guest is Catherine Thomas. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But, Catherine, do you have a website or some means by which people can get more information from you?
Yes. There's information, the article, The Treachery of America's Church Leaders, is posted at Canada Free Press. which is a nice online site. And if you go to Columnist Archives, you can look up Catherine Thomas, and there's a way to get a hold of me at the end of the article. And I might put a plug in for Canada Free Press, Stan. I just found out from the organizers of the Washington, D.C. Tea Party last week that they gave the best coverage of that event online. That editor, for being a Canadian, she works as hard or harder than anybody else to save this country. She feels, and it says at her website, without a free America, without America, there is no freedom.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's very important that people get involved and that they understand we're under attack from all sides. The great tax-exempt foundations have been pushing Marxism for the better part of 100 years. Most people don't understand the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and the Pew Foundation. You can go to right down the list. They all are there, and they're working to destroy America. And they say, oh, well, these were taken over by leftists. That's how it happens. No. Actually, Andrew Carnegie was a dedicated socialist and occultist. Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. Certainly the Rockefeller family, many of them have been deeply involved in the occult. And this is all part of an occult effort to take over control of our government. And these people have immeasurable wealth. Wealth beyond the ability of most people to understand. But they still have the restrictions of our Constitution. This is why they've worked so hard for the last two generations to convince us we're a democracy. You can do whatever you want to, or, the Constitution, the necessary, the clause there, necessary clause, whatever is necessary the government can do. No, that's not at all what it says, and they know it. Well, the general welfare clause. Well, if that's true, then why do they have the 9th and 10th Amendments in the Constitution? And, of course, any power not specifically given. Specifically, and, of course, the power of the federal government was to be limited so men could be free. Well, Linda, certainly, you know, when in your community, why, of course, obviously you've had an impact, people are learning about it, but what about out across America? What sort of response are you getting to the articles you've written?
Good. Great. Excellent work. And I'm in contact with some other folks that have a magazine and radio, and I think they're awake now. Again, it's because Acorn has been in the news so much. If you didn't know about it 6 months ago, certainly you know about it in the last month with all their corrupt activities that have come to light. And, you know, the other interesting thing, Stan, is I don't understand. History has proven that social injustice and suffering are the trademarks of these societies that have experimented with radical Marxist transformation. So why they get the idea that we need to experiment with it here when it hasn't worked anywhere else in the masses, as envisioned last weekend, certainly in Washington, D.C., have no intention of putting up with a radical Marxist transformation?
Well, the thing is that most people would rather not be involved politically. Most people would just want to be allowed to live their lives. The difficulty is that if we live our lives, why we lose our freedom? That's all that's necessary for the organized forces of evil to triumph, as the good people do nothing. And what's really encouraging is the fact that people are beginning to wake up. And I've been at this, as you know, 47 years, and I've seen more awareness. I had 2 hours on the Alex Jones program today, and it was amazing, the calls from all across America about people who are concerned about the attack on our freedom, certainly with the forced vaccine. Certainly in New York, the healthcare workers are being told, "Oh, we'll take away your job, we'll take away your pension. You know, if you don't take this vaccine, why, you're going to have to do it because we told you to." And people are mad, and a lot of them are going to say, "We're going to sue you if you do that, because this vaccine is not only unnecessary, but it has never been proven to be safe on a long-term basis. And because we know the damage you've done with other vaccines, why should we trust you?" People are getting angry, and it's going to take that, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I see people around me, amazingly. A few months ago, I had breakfast with some friends, and they didn't want to talk politics. Imagine that, Stan. But you know what? They're calling me up now and saying, gee, Catherine, what's going on in our country? I said, what did I try to tell you 3 or 4 months ago? So just in the last few months, I'm really encouraged. Folks are talking about things, and, oh, this vaccine thing, Stan, and is pretty scary because we know if the government, our current government, could have their way, they'd be sticking every single one of us with that vaccine. So we all have to fight back against that. And frankly, I'm reminded of the question that I ask folks so often. What good things has our government done for us in the last, say, 5 years?
Well, I can't think very many good things. I think a lot of things that have been very, very harmful. But the major problem about government is it always wants, in the name of helping us, you know, to be involved in our lives and to watch us and regulate us and spy on us. And they've destroyed the farming here in the central part of California. You're not hearing out across America, but the unemployment rate in the Central Valley of California, the food basket of our nation is now 40%. And the farms are laying fallow, and we're having to actually import food from foreign countries because we're not producing it here. But then they set out to destroy our fishing industry and our farming industry and our manufacturing and our automotive industry and our banking industry. And now they're intent upon destroying our healthcare industry and regulating every aspect of our lives from the cradle to the grave. It's about time people woke up to what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. We'd like to know what you think about not only Gamaliel, but, of course, the other things that Catherine's been talking about. Are you concerned by the fact that it seems that there are people in Washington, D.C. who do not believe our Constitution, who want to send our boys overseas to kill innocent civilians? We've killed 1 million in Iraq. There were 1 million widows in Iraq and 5 million orphans in Iraq. And that responsibility is on the shoulders of the good American people who haven't been involved. And voting for Barack Obama has simply gone from Socialist Party A to Socialist Party B, and now we're going to expand the war in Afghanistan and maybe into Iran and into Pakistan. But, of course, there are going to be serious consequences. And those consequences are coming home to roost at the present time. Well, what's the next step, Catherine? How are you going to get the information out?
Well, I'm spreading it around the Internet, and I've called ministries around the country, and I'm just going to get back into that. And that's been a great resource because every ministry that I call, they always say, oh, yes, send me that information. We want to know about that. So I'm going to recall some of these folks because I did it 6 months ago. And, again, times are different than even 6 months ago. People are awake. I mean, look at all the people that are in the streets that came to greet that Tea Party Express bus group that was going across the country. They stopped in several places around us, and it was amazing the crowds that came out, enthusiastic people. And these are not people that go home and sit back and relax. They're wanting to know, what are we going to do next? And they want to hang on to each other. The crowd in D.C. was amazing. People wanted to reach out and hug each other. And those people did not go home, and myself included, and we're kind of like, all right, what's next? And so we're just going to keep working hard, and we got great contacts now with each other. And
well, we've got Dave calling from Texas. And, Dave, are you there?
We're right here, Texas.
All right, fine. Will you hang on just through this break, and then we'll be right back with you. I'm sorry we didn't get you earlier, but you hang on.
No problem.
We'll get your question. But we'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com. Or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481. Today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We've got Dave calling from Texas. He's been holding on very, very patiently. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, a quick comment and then a question, if I might, Doctor. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. The gist of what your conversation is that I get out of it is that we should not be expected to give up our rights for the common good to the government, to let government control our lives. The government should respect, instead, our unalienable right. The government we have today is not operating in a constitutional manner, and it's not respecting the Constitution. And it's not interfering nor respecting the American people. Therefore, we're losing our liberties. If the government was respecting us, it would be not attempting to take our liberties from us. As Thomas Jefferson said, where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Where the people fear the government, there's tyranny. I expect the government to respect the people, not necessarily so much fear them, but in no way aspire to take their civil liberties and their constitutional rights and their unalienable rights from them, as it is currently trying to do. We need to get back to constitutional government in this country. And among other things, the government has no right to force you to take a vaccine or a drug or these other things against your will, because it violates, among other things, the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment of our Constitution.
Okay, fine.
Among other things.
Certainly everything you say is correct. We have a question for our guest.
What does your guest recommend that people do in order to try to work back to constitutional government. I have some ideas if you want to. I'll answer the question myself if there's time if you want me to. But I was going to ask
Dave, I want to get,
that's fine.
Get Catherine to go ahead and give her thoughts on this. What are your thoughts there, Catherine?
Okay, give me that question again.
Well, basically, what can we do to get back to constitutional government? Certainly, Gamaliel's Foundation is doing everything they can to undermine our Constitution, to bring about socialized medicine, everything to expand the power of government. What can we do to bring back constitutional government, since most people don't even understand that we are not a democracy? They don't understand the Constitution. How are we going to get people to understand the foundation of our freedom?
Well, I had this idea. I might as well pose it, Stan, because I think it's it would be well worth considering. When I saw those beautiful Tea Party buses going across this country, and I saw, and somebody just remarked today how impressive it was and how exciting it was to see them. Many years ago, I think in the late 40s and then around 1975, we had something called the Freedom Train that went through the United States and brought our documents all over this country by train so people could see them. I feel we should use that opportunity. It happens about every 30 years, and actually we're overdue to bring those documents to the people around the country and bring it around the country with these buses and kind of have a revival and remind folks about the Constitution and teach them that do not go to vote based on any labels. And I was one of those persons until this priest woke me up. You know, I'd say, oh, he's a Republican, so I'm going to vote for him. Not anymore. It does not mean anything, because one of the communist goals was to get into both parties, and they have settled quite nicely into both parties. So I think we need, I just emailed a good writer friend that knows people in top places in media and say, it's time to hit the streets. It is time to get those buses going around this country, bring those documents, and talk about them with people all over this country right up until the 2010 election, when we can get rid of every single one of them that has not followed the Constitution. And I think that probably includes a whole lot of them. And make sure that when they vote, that these politicians, and if they listen to these new politicians that want to sit in our government, they better be talking about the Constitution. And every time they vote, they better see if that item they're voting on is following the Constitution. That would be my idea right now, and of course it would take money, but I think the timing is right, because we had all those people in Washington, D.C., and we don't want that spirit to end.
Well, Chris, I think that looking at the Constitution doesn't do that much good. What we need to do is teach people about the Constitution, which is why every single month we have on all of our network programs David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, encouraging people to take a short course, refresher course on the Constitution to understand the foundations of our freedom. And then, of course, get people to understand that behind this effort to destroy our Constitution are powerful spiritual forces. There really is a brotherhood of darkness. There truly are dark and sinister spiritual forces that hate America. Indeed, there is a conspiracy against God. David, you got about 1 minute to wrap up the program. Your parting thought before we let you go?
Very quickly, I agree with everything you're saying. I think we need to repeal the Federal Reserve System. I think we need to repeal the 16th Income Tax Amendment and all the ramifications of it. Also, the 17th Amendment, and let the states go back to picking their Senate representation through state legislatures as the Constitution originally intended, among other things, as well as requiring balanced budgets to reduce wasteful and deficit spending, among a whole host of other things. Well, paper ballot elections, so they can't have jury-rigged elections in computers and cyberspace. There's a lot of things we need to do.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for calling,
thank
David.
You.
And Catherine, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward. Are you going to be at that meeting, the vaccine meeting next week?
I'm not sure, Stan, since I did a quick trip to D.C., but one quick thing I was going to tell you is that we all need to wrap around the hearts and minds of the young in this country, because these forces are after the hearts and minds of the young, of our, especially our children.
Amen to that. Well, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Okay, bye, Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I do hope you enjoyed this program. understand that America is under attack today. We're not under attack from Osama bin Laden, you know, hiding in a cave. He's been dead for many years. We're not under attack by Putin, the former director of the KGB, who gets along so well with George Bush because George Bush looked him in the eye and knew we could trust him. We're not under attack from the Chinese communist leaders who we put in power back in 1949, or from Fidel Castro, who we put in power, or certainly from Mugabe in Rhodesia, who we are keeping in power, or from certainly Chavez in Venezuela, and we kept him in power. The people there overthrew him, and we wouldn't back the government after they did overthrow him. In fact, we're trying to return Zelaya, who is the communist president of Honduras, who was actually thrown out of office by the Supreme Court because he was trying to, Zelaya was trying to actually install a communist government. There, the Supreme Court said, you can't do that. You violated your oath of office, and they ordered the army to get rid of him. But don't you worry. Washington, D.C. is backing the communist Zelaya as we back communists throughout the world, and you better understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. The books, certainly the Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, we financed them all. And, of course, until you understand that, until you understand that there is a forbidden secret, and you need to hear my talk on that, the forbidden secret, and then there's a syllabus that goes with that, my talk on the financial Armageddon, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. Somebody wrote to me today and told me that I didn't answer one of the questions I posed, and they're absolutely right. We got a little rust there when we did it, but it's still a great, great talk, even though I did not explain why. Certainly in Charles Dickens' poem with which he opened his book, The Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of reason, it was the age of foolishness. Why? I didn't explain why they capitalized the L in light and the D in darkness. But, of course, someday we'll talk about that. Under any circumstances, you need to get the information, and you need to help us get it out. Because, believe me, it's no longer the life of some fellow over there in Iraq that's at stake. It's your life. And it's no longer somebody else's family that's at stake. It's your family. And there is a population control agenda, and they do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And if you haven't read my population control agenda monograph, it's at RadioLiberty.com, or if you buy anything else from us, we'll be glad to get you a copy of the population control agenda. A little outdated, but it's the best thing available out there to give you the overview. And then, of course, you'll want to get Alex Jones' excellent DVD, Endgame, goes into the background of the Bilderberger Group and their population control agenda. And certainly the other material that we have, we've got a great four-tape set on population control. The reason, of course, they outlawed DDT was because it was stopping malaria. It was very effective. It was very safe. It was safer than any insecticide we have today. But, you see, not enough people were dying of malaria. And so we've got to have malaria come back to kill off those black people. Well, the next hour we're going to be talking about MAFA 21, the genocidal policy to kill off blacks in America. It's part of the overall genocidal policy. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference on the 25th of October. You're going to have to call to make reservations, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mark Kretcher, and we're going to be talking about a very unusual DVD. Indeed, I think it is probably, if not the, it is certainly one of the most shocking and moving DVDs I've ever seen. And so it's called MAFA 21. Hi, Mark. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you being with us twice in one day, but I think that your DVD production of MAFA 21 is so vitally important because it goes along with so much of what we've been trying to teach our listeners for a long period of time. Why don't you tell them the theme of your DVD and why they need to get it?
Okay. You know, I, of course, we're a pro-life organization, and one of the things that we've always been aware of is that this marketing pitch that abortion was legalized is some sort of women's rights issue or a privacy issue or reproductive freedom or choice or all the things that you hear. Those are, in fact, nothing more than marketing slogans. The real motivation for the legalization of abortion was eugenics. And I don't think the pro-life movement has done a good enough job of, over the years, over the last 36 years or so, of pointing this out. And so, and the other thing that you have to understand about the eugenics aspect of this is that not only was the motivation for the legalization of abortion eugenics, but the target of eugenics in almost every case is the African-American community. And it's interesting that right after we released this DVD, and it took us 3 years to do the research for this, but after we released the DVD, just a couple of weeks later, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is arguably the most rabidly pro-abortion person on the U.S. Supreme Court, was being interviewed in the New York Times and made the following statement, quote, "Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of," unquote.
And that means, of course, of the block. And really, of course, the heartbreaking part of it is it's true. There is a population control agenda. It involves all people, but it emphasizes the black, not only here in the United States, but certainly in Africa, where they are dying at phenomenal numbers, and of course, but they don't tell the American people. But of course, this DVD deals primarily with what's going on in America, and it's heartrending enough when you stop and think of the implications. And certainly, as Mark points out in his DVD, the abortion clinics, the vast majority of them, certainly are located in the black portions of the community. And, of course, an awful lot of the black children are far out of proportion to the numbers of blacks in this country. The most dangerous place for a black child is in its mother's womb. Go right ahead.
Yes, and to make sure people understand the scope of what you're talking about here, the scale of it, in America today, I'll just give you a few statistics here. In America today, the statistics show that a black baby is five times more likely to be killed in the womb than a white baby. African-American women make up 12% of the total female population in America, but they have 37% of the abortions. Every 4 days in the United States, right now, every 4 days, more African-Americans die in American abortion clinics than the Ku Klux Klan killed in 150 years.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Mark Quetzer, the DVD, MAFA 21.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless, and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mark Quetcher, and Mark has put together a great DVD called MAFA 21. We were talking about the funding of what they call, family planning here in America. Family planning, but it's really all about black genocide, and Sydney, it's about you, Jeff.
1888.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mark Quetcher, and Mark has put together a great DVD called MAFA 21. We were talking about the funding of what they call, family planning here in America. Family planning, but it's really all about black genocide, and Sydney, it's about eugenics primarily, but it's about really black genocide, targeting the black population of America, and who's really funding this?
Well, there are several corporations, of course, many corporations are funded. One of the, historically, one of them that's funded it throughout the 20th century and still does today is Rockefeller Foundation. And they've been at the heart of the eugenics movement since day one. But what you have now is what you've always had since the beginning, is you always have a small cadre or cartel or whatever you might call it of not just wealthy white people, but ultra-wealthy white elitists. And people, it needs to be pointed out, and as one of the people in the DVD points out, that this is not an issue of the average ordinary white guy versus the average ordinary black guy. This is about a very small group of ultra-wealthy individuals and multinational corporations who have done this. And today you have people like Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates and Ted Turner and George Soros and all of these people that just pour billions, literally billions, into the eugenics movement. They have an agenda. There is an agenda in place here. But the most aggravating thing, I think, for the average person, the average African-American person that we've seen so far, the thing that has aggravated them more than anything, is the amount of money that comes from the federal government. Today, in America right now, Planned Parenthood, which is the largest member of the eugenics movement today, the most public member of the eugenics movement today, and the nation's number one profiteer of abortion. They do more abortions than any other organization in America. They receive slightly over $1 million a day from the federal government alone. That doesn't count the state governments that are given money that's given to them by the states. But from the federal government alone, they get $1 million a day. And there are calls within Congress right now for that amount to be doubled. Despite the fact that our country is bankrupt, they're calling for the money that's being spent on eugenics to be doubled. And I see even myself being white and white people being outraged about this, but black people are getting especially outraged about the fact that money is being taken out of their hard-earned paychecks to pay this organization. This would be no worse if they were taking money out of the paychecks of African-American people and giving it to the Ku Klux Klan. Because the only difference between Planned Parenthood and the Ku Klux Klan is that Planned Parenthood figured out how to make eugenics work.
Well, yeah, the only difference really is, of course, Planned Parenthood doesn't wear white hoods. Right. But, of course, they're exactly the same thing, and that is the destruction of the black population of the United States. And this goes right back to Margaret Sanger, who was open in her acknowledgement of the fact that this was really about killing off blacks and inferior people, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. She made no bones about that. And, you know, a lot of people that try to defend Margaret Sanger will suggest that she was not a eugenicist and not part of the eugenics movement. During our research, we stumbled across, found documents from the American Eugenics Society. We found their 1956 membership list, and there's Margaret Sanger's name prominently displayed. She was a member of the American Eugenics Society. She made no bones about the fact that she wanted to see certain, what she called, dysgenic groups wiped off the face of the earth. Well, it kind of goes back to the thing related to slavery. And slavery, one of the things that was done is the implementation of what were called code words. Code words were used to blunt the whatever opposition there was to slavery, and saying these people are imbeciles, and they're one of the most common was, of course, unfit. The most common was feeble-minded, but there were a lot of these words: shiftless, lazy, imbeciles. You can go down the list. And what you see is that the eugenics movement, when it came along, adopted these same words. And over the years, the same words have been used to justify eugenics, abortion, birth control, sterilization, just going down the line, that were used to justify slavery. And so you can sit here and say, well, Margaret Sanger, you can't find any place where Margaret Sanger said that we want to wipe out all the black people on earth. But you can find plenty of places where she said we want to wipe out all the feeble-minded. And by the time Margaret Sanger came along, she knew good and well that the eugenics movement had spent the past 100 years establishing this idea in the mind of the American people that when they said feeble-minded, they were talking about blacks.
But, of course, she did talk about, you know, hiring black ministers to go out there. And basically, you probably have that quotation, but, you know, so that hire black ministers in case some of them are unruly among them. How do you decide that we really want to, you know, kill off the black population? What was that all about?
That was part of the Negro Project. And she understood that the black minister plays a big role in the lives of the African-American community. And so they would recruit black ministers and have them become parts of the effort in order to blunt the criticism that this was aimed at blacks. And they continue to do that to this day. And you saw it, of course, in the situation which we document in Louisiana, where this person from Planned Parenthood was indicted for fraud over a family planning effort that was implemented in Louisiana with this specific intention of reducing welfare rolls by lowering the number of blacks in the community. In the trial, when this person was eventually sent to the federal pen, in his trial, one of the witnesses they had was a man named Sherman Copeland, who was a local civil rights activist who admitted under oath that he had taken bribes to help convince the black community that abortion and birth control were not black genocide. He had taken bribes from these people to do that. And so you can clearly see that there's been this pattern that's developed ever since day one in the eugenics movement to hide what the real agenda is. And I can tell you right now, if Africans had never been stolen out of Africa and brought here in chains on the bottom of ships and worked to make this the richest nation on earth, because make no mistake about it, the wealth that America created up until the end of slavery was created on the backs of slaves. You can hear a lot of people try to downplay that, but if you go back and study it, you'll see that is absolutely true. And these people did this, who had done this, the same wealthy, ultra-wealthy white elitists who had accomplished this, are the same exact people that we were able to identify who were the early backers and supporters of the eugenics movement. They began to be worried that releasing, when it was apparent by the middle of the 18th century, middle of the 1800s, that slavery was going to end at some point, they began to be concerned about what the financial effect was going to be of releasing 4 million people into the economy that you had kept artificially unemployable anywhere but the cotton field. And they thought it was going to cause the economy to collapse. We found a lot of quotes from them, and some of them are in the DVD, where they were concerned that freeing these people was going to cause the American economy to collapse. And so they started looking for ways to get rid of them, and that was the origin of the eugenics movement. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the man who is today called the father of the eugenics movement, a man named Francis Galton, he came along at the same moment in time when the colonization effort had failed. That was the original effort that these ultra-wealthy white elitists came up with to avert this financial tragedy that would happen if you release these 4 million slaves.
And I think we need to clarify that. You're talking about sending the blacks back to Africa.
Right.
Well, that's why they established the country of Liberia.
Liberia.
They wanted to send the blacks back to Africa, but they didn't want to go. They were born in this country. They were citizens of America. They didn't know anything about Africa. There was no industry. There was no way over there that, you know, and they wanted to stay here in the United States. They were
absolutely
as much immigrants as the people who came from Ireland or from Germany. And so, but they wanted to get rid of them. And so what are you going to do? Well, if you can't get them to leave, you just kill them off.
You kill them off. And it's very interesting that, and by the way, people need to understand that the effort, the colonization effort, was not just a little mom-and-pop deal somewhere. Colonization was widely embraced in the United States. And it was actually, the American Colonization Society was actually funded by the United States Congress. So this was a big effort, and when it failed, it created real ripples in America among these ultra-wealthy white elitists about, okay, now what do? We can't send them to Africa. We can't send people back to Africa who were never in Africa to begin with and who don't want to go. What are you going to do? You know, capture them again? So they began to really panic, and it was at this time, at this very moment in history, and I do not believe this is a coincidence, that Francis Galton comes up with his theories about eugenics. Now, what's interesting about Francis Galton is, he, like I said, he's called the father of eugenics today. He was the first cousin of Charles Darwin, and he and Darwin worked together on all of their racial theories. And if you go back and you read Darwin's books and you read Galton's books, the thing that you find out that's common among both of them, and really what you see is that Darwin was the philosopher, Galton was the guy who put it into practice. But what they believed was that if you go from the lowest form of primate to what they considered to be the ultimate form of a human, which was the Aryan or the Mediterranean, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white person, in the middle of that somewhere was the highest form of primate, which is the, what they considered to be the gorilla, and the lowest form of human, which they said was the African and the Aborigine.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
To say. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mark was simply talking about the history of the pro-life movement in the United States, and most people think it really started with the Catholic Church and then spread to the Protestant Church, but it was certainly, the people in the Catholic, the religious organizations, the Christian organizations, who were responsible for the growth of the pro-life movement after Roe versus Wade. But that isn't true. Well, most of what you think is not true, as we often point out. Reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. Where did the anti-abortion movement really begin?
If you go back and you look at the history of it, Sam, the first anti-abortion groups in the United States were 1960 civil rights organizations, the Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam, and many other what were called community-based civil rights organizations. These early civil rights leaders clearly saw, and one of them was Jesse Jackson, and I'll get to that in a moment, but the Black Panthers especially saw that the call for the legalization of abortion back in the 1960s was part of the effort to wipe out the black community. They knew it. They saw all the markings of it. And the first anti-abortion groups in this country were the Black Panthers. And we found tons of quotes in the documentary. Some of the leaders, for example, Eldridge Cleaver, who was probably one of the most visible leaders of what was called the radical wing of the civil rights movement back in the 1960s, Black Panther, he ran for Congress twice. Both times, the primary part of his campaign was opposition to abortion. These people understood that abortion was being called for as a response to the fact that they could no longer operate these sterilization boards that existed in 31 states to get rid of blacks. Those boards were being ruled unconstitutional in the mid-60s. And suddenly, all these organizations like Planned Parenthood and others, who had always had strong opposition to trying to legalize abortion because they thought the American people wouldn't stand for it, they had opposed legalization of abortion for over 100 years, but in the 1960s, all of a sudden, when they lost the sterilization boards, they started calling for the legalization of abortion.
And I think it's important, Mark, that our listeners understand that we did have sterilization boards in many of the states here in America during the early parts of the 1900s, where a group of bureaucrats would sit around and decide who would be sterilized so they could never have children. There's one woman they... interview with the film. She was raped when she was 13. She was black, and they had her sterilized, so that she, obviously she had to be inferior if she was black and was raped and it was going to have a child, Well, she ended up getting a college degree. Her son had done very, very well, but she was sterilized, and she could never have another child.
It's interesting. I just talked to her a few minutes ago on the phone. She called me for some advice about a speech she's giving tonight. She's been inundated with requests since this DVD became public. But, yes, she was raped at the age of 13 by an older man and lived in her neighborhood. The state of, and by the way, you said this happened in the early 1900s. The first sterilization board was in 1907 in Indiana. Eventually, 31 states had official sterilization boards. The last one wasn't disbanded until 1984. The last one was in Oregon in 1984. So it went through almost the entire 20th century. But the lady you're talking about, his name, Elaine Riddick, she was raped at the age of 13. She was sterilized in the process of giving birth to her baby, but she wasn't told that. She didn't know she was sterilized until many years later when she had gotten married and tried to get pregnant and found out she couldn't get pregnant. She went to the doctor, and the doctor was doing an examination on her, and she said, the first thing he looked up at me and said, "Who butchered you?" That was the first moment she knew that she had been sterilized. Now, to get an idea for the severity of this problem, as I said, 31 states had official sterilization boards, and many other states practiced sterilization without having an official eugenics or sterilization board. Among the states that did have sterilization boards, most of them have never released their statistics, and so we don't know how many sterilizations that they did. But simply among the states that have released their numbers, the few number of states that have released their numbers, they did in excess of 60,000 sterilizations, and virtually all of them on black women. A federal lawsuit that was filed against several states a few years back, they were able to determine that through federal programs, an additional 150,000 women, almost all of them black, were sterilized through federal programs. So we know, bare minimum, somewhere in the neighborhood of 250,000 American women were sterilized, most of them without their knowledge, many of them without their knowledge, and a lot of them against their will. These women were being told that if they didn't submit to sterilization, that they would lose their welfare benefits. That was a lie, but it was a lie that these sterilization boards were routinely using.
Hold that thought, Mark. We'll be right back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mark Crutcher, and of course, we're talking about Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson at one time was very pro-life. He pointed out the fact that certainly the Roe versus Wade was really all about eugenics, not killing children, population control, but more than that, aimed at killing black children. And, of course, that's what it was really about. You had five times as much chance of a black child being aborted as a white child. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the good people of America, if there are any left, of course, who are really concerned about such moral issues to understand what's going on. Well, we'll get back to that in just a moment here. And the fact that these ideas were what energized the Nazi eugenic movement, but of course, once it became aware of what had happened and the death camps over in Germany, then they had to do away with the word eugenics, and they started to talk about family planning, birth control, and we want to help the poor woman. It's a matter of choice. Well, it had nothing to do with that. It had to do with killing black children. So before we go on, though, Mark, I want you to go ahead and get your website out, and then I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the DVDs.
Yeah, now, we have a lot of websites, but we have one dedicated to this, Maafa, MAAFA21.com. But you can also, if that's hard for people to remember or to spell, you can go to blackgenocide.com. So just spell out blackgenocide.com, and it takes you to the same website, and you can order the DVD there. Or you can order it through our 800 number. That's 1-800-800-5433. That's 1-800-800-5433. Or go to blackgenocide.com, and you can order the DVD there for $20, including shipping. So it's 1-800-800-5433 or blackgenocide.com.
Well, let's get back to Jesse Jackson, because as you pointed out, Jesse Jackson started out pointing out that this was black genocide. That's what Roe versus Wade was really all about.
Right.
But then, of course, Jesse Jackson, being a man without principles or integrity, compromised his principles to get the support of the Democratic Party. So let's go.
Well, he needed money. And the abortion lobby and the eugenics lobby by this time was in total control of the Democratic Party. And virtually in total control of the Republican Party as well, we must accurately point out here. But Jesse Jackson knew that if he wanted to raise the kind of money he needed to run for president, if he wanted to get support of the movers and shakers in the Democratic Party, he had to be in favor of legalized abortion. So literally within weeks, a man that was saying on one day, saying abortion is the murder of a child. And we found a quote from him where he said, "What happens to the conscience of a nation if we can murder a child in the womb? Where will we be 20 years from now if we allow this to happen?" This was before the legalization of abortion. This was his position. But when he decided he wanted to run for president, he needed the support of the power structure in the Democratic Party and the money that they could bring. Suddenly, he was saying that the greatest civil rights issue of our time is a woman's right to choose abortion. And say he was a typical sellout. Again, you can find plenty of them, black ones and white ones, they're everywhere, who will sell out their principles and their morals for their own personal agendas. And that's been done many, many, many times. There was also an effort that we uncovered, and we were able to document some things to do with this, to silence any of these black people that, unlike Jackson, refused to bow to the eugenics movement and to these people that were trying to wipe out black race through abortion. A really good example of that that we found was a man named Samuel Yett. Mr. Yett was an extraordinarily accomplished man. He had a master's degree from Indiana University. He was a professor of journalism at Howard University. He was a former intelligence officer for the United States Air Force during the Korean War, and highly decorated during that. He had written books. He had, was a lecturer. He was an extraordinarily accomplished man. He was the first African-American hired by a major national magazine to be a correspondent. He was hired by Newsweek magazine. He was so talented that in less than a year, he went from the first African-American they had ever hired to the head of their Washington Bureau, their Washington, D.C. Bureau. That's the plum at Newsweek. But then, a few months later, he had been writing a book that he released, got a publisher, Putnam published it for him, called The Choice, and it was part of this book, detailed plans within the United States government to use abortion and birth control as instruments of black genocide. And he documented this fully. He was immediately, when this book was released, he was immediately called into his superior's office at Newsweek and fired. And at that exit interview, he says, and he's still alive, by the way, he says that he was told, when asked why he was being fired, he was told by his superior that the White House had called and said, get him out of Washington, D.C. And Mr. Yett was fired. And he wasn't the only one who experienced this. African-Americans who dared to speak up against the eugenics cartel in the 60s and the 70s were made to pay a price. And most of them wouldn't pay it. Most of them would cave in. But people like Mr. Yett had the courage to stand up to them. And, you know, when people have courage of their convictions, very often they do pay a price, and Mr. Yett did pay a price. But unfortunately, he's in a nursing home in Florida. He's still alive, but he has Alzheimer's. But we were able to get some copies of interviews that he had done, and we talked to some relatives of his. And he was a very courageous, very brilliant man. But
and didn't Putman actually then pull his book, even though it was selling very well? They simply took it off the market because of pressure put on them.
Right. His book was selling very well. It was a very profitable book for Putnam. It was being used as a textbook in over 100 colleges around the United States. And yet Putnam pulled the book off the market as a result of pressure that was being put on him.
And his last name was what?
Yett, Y-E-T-T-E. Yett. Yett. And he released the book again. He raised his own money years later and released it again. And but it never achieved the success that it originally had after that point. And it was just it's an example that we use in the DVD of the power that this eugenics movement has had. And make no mistake about it, if we like to think in this country that we have two political parties that are diametrically opposite on all these issues, and if you're a Republican, that means you believe this, and if you're a Democrat, that means you believe that. And that may be true at the voter level. But when you start looking at these two parties at the national level of the people who actually fund these parties, the big money people, the big corporations, the ultra wealthy individuals who control them, they're no different between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And both of them, as we proved with some of the things that we documented in My Alpha 21, both of them have been tied to the eugenics movement for well over 100 years. These two parties are totally under the control of these eugenics organizations, and always have been.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And ladies and gentlemen, I would point out that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we are facing organized evil, a conscious, organized orchestrated effort to kill off the blacks in our community, and what are you going to do about it? I mean, I think that this DVD is an excellent place to start. It's very, very well done. What sort of response have you gotten to it?
The response has just overwhelmed us. We never anticipated that, you know, it's only been out a couple of months. We never anticipated that it would have the effect that it's had. It's been shown twice in Congress already. There's also a meeting tonight, as it turns out, with members of the Black Caucus in D.C. As a matter of fact, that's the meeting that that I talked to you about earlier that Ms. Riddick is going to be speaking at, and she called me to ask me some questions that she should bring up. And by the way, you mentioned Ms. Riddick was sterilized. When she filed her suit against the state of North Carolina, they produced the documents that showed they had justified her sterilization. Three doctors had signed off, and these were just basically rubber stamp type things. They had signed off that she was feeble-minded and that she needed to be sterilized so she wouldn't produce any more feeble-minded children. Well, first off, feeble-mindedness, even when it exists, is not hereditary. Miss Riddick, Elaine Riddick, not only was she not feeble-minded, this woman was very accomplished. She never attended a day of high school because of her poverty situation. However, later in her life, she was accepted into New York University and has a degree from New York University. She is not feeble-minded, nor was her son. Her son is a very successful businessman in Georgia. He owns his own international software company. He owns a construction company. He owns a real estate company. He was not feeble-minded. This was a catch-all phrase. Feeble-mindedness was a catch-all phrase that was used to justify slavery, and it was used to justify eugenics. It was used to justify sterilization. It's used to justify abortion, and it's just a catch-all phrase for black. And we can try to sugarcoat this all we want to, but that's the reality. And I say something in this DVD, which I'll stand behind. I don't care what the circumstances are, what the venue is. I will stand behind this. If blacks had never been stolen out of Africa and brought here in chains and worked to death in the cotton fields, if that had never happened, there would never have been a eugenics movement to start with, because the eugenics movement was created to get rid of them once they could no longer be exploited for free labor. There would never have been a eugenics movement to begin with, and without a eugenics movement, we would have never had birth control. We would have never had abortion.
Well, let's go to Lisa, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I did have a question. As an educator, I had received I never knew where it came from, but a packet in the mail that I found very intriguing. It was a set that you could order, and I was hoping your guest could answer whether this is true. The title of the series was called When Black Men Ruled the World, and said that history had been mistaught, and that, you know, with biblical roots, I know we all go back to Mesopotamia where we would have had darker skin, and I'm just wondering what the take of either or both of you is on that whole concept, and if you've ever heard of that series.
I've never heard of that series, but I'm certainly aware that what you're saying about if you trace our roots back, that we probably did evolve from dark-skinned people. I don't think that's any real big secret. But
yeah.
As far as whether the series that you're talking about, When Black Men Ruled the World, I've never heard of that. I think the point that needs to be made here is, let's say we did go back and evolve from dark-skinned people. So what?
Yeah.
We're human beings, and what color our skin is. It would be just as wrong for black people to take pride in believing that we all came from black people as it has been for the last 150 years for all white people to take pride in thinking that we all evolved from white people.
Yes.
I think that's absolutely right. I think what we have to realize is that every human being is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. And when we want to have, well, whites are better than blacks, or blacks are better than whites, and they're black racists as well. But what we need to do, of course, I believe there's an organized effort to turn American against American, human being against human being.
Yeah.
And we can't allow that. We are all children of God.
You're exactly right, Stan. And let me tell you something. That goes back to what I talked about earlier about this small cartel of ultra-wealthy white elitists. It is their goal, I'm absolutely convinced, it is their goal to make sure that you keep turmoil going among the what they would consider the lower classes, because it is through that turmoil that they control us. They are scared to death that if this turmoil that they have created ever goes away, we will figure out what they've been doing, and it'll be over.
And I think they're getting worried that people are waking up. I think there is awakening across America.
Absolutely.
Have anything else to say, Lisa, before we let you go? We have another caller.
Yes, real quickly, yes, I did notice last time I was in the county medical clinic here, all the AIDS material on the doctor's wall was aimed at black people, and I wondered why.
But because the AIDS epidemic is targeted at black people.
Yep.
Almost half of the people with AIDS, HIV, and those who've died are black, because this is a genetically manufactured disease, in my estimation, and I spent a decade fighting this and studying it, and, of course, this is why the HIV virus is programmed genetically specific. They have that amazing ability to create specific diseases for specific races. And
wow.
The black, and if you haven't gotten my material on that, you can contact us at 1-800-544-8927. Thanks very much, Lisa. Let's go to Judy calling from Salinas. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Judy, how are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. How about you?
Well, as well as I can be. I think this is a powerful program.
Oh, yes, it is. I have two parts. One is in regard to Margaret Sanger, and the other is in regard to breast cancer. The first part is Margaret Sanger was very promiscuous and had an affair with including H.G. Wells, and I'm wondering if she were syphilic and had tabies and therefore was as crazy as Henry VIII, who was syphilic.
Do you know anything at all about Margaret? We know that she really was very, very, very promiscuous. Do we know anything about her general health?
I don't know anything about that. I can tell you that we have another website called ProLifeAmerica.com.
I think if she is or was, that should get out, because that adds to the part of her personality.
Don't know that's a fact, so we can't put things out that we do not have proof of. Do you have anything else you want to ask?
Yes, on the breast cancer. My understanding, and they try to hide this too, and they found it with the white women, this would pertain to blacks as well. On the first pregnancy, if they have an abortion, before the first milk comes in, that they're more prone to breast cancer.
You're absolutely right, but that's a little off the subject.
This is one of the things to check and see the increase, because that's part of the weaponry that we have against what is happening to the blacks.
Okay. Thank you so very much,
yes,
Judy.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
But you're right on that as well. Okay, fine. Well, that was Judy calling. But basically our guest has been Mark Crutcher, and we're talking about his great DVD, Amapa 21. Mark, I want you to get your telephone number out one more time.
Okay.
I'd like every American who cares about humanity to watch this DVD.
It's online. They can get it at blackgenocide.com. That's blackgenocide.com. Go there, and it'll take them to the Amapa 21 website, and you can order the DVD at blackgenocide.com or 1-800-800-5433. That's 1-800-800-5433. They can call that number, and we can get it out to them there. It's $20, 1-800-800-5433.
Okay, hold. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Great job.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our interview with Mark Kretcher. I will tell you this is a powerful DVD. And, of course, it's absolutely true. They've targeted the blacks. And, as you know, I spent 10 years fighting AIDS here in America, trying to stop its spread, trying to use these standard and effective public health approaches, and I was demonized, attacked. But eventually I got the entire California Medical Association, House of Delegates behind me. We got a standing ovation. But it didn't do any good. The hierarchy of organized medicine had no intention of stopping the spread of this disease. It's primarily in the black population and the homosexual population, and it's designed, of course, to remove and destroy both. But the average individual doesn't understand what's going on. Well, you really need, of course, to get my material on population control. My book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. I'll have to admit, when I wrote it, I didn't understand, maybe I didn't want to understand the population control agenda, that there really are people who want to eliminate most of the people on the earth and just leave a few, a small number of white Aryans, you know, who are really be in charge. And they believe in the Aryan superiority, just as the Adolf Hitler did, because they all have the same occult foundation for their worldview. But my talk on planned population reduction is as good as anything you'll find out there. My talk on Nundercaller genocide, population control, there are three talks. And then my four-tape set on population control goes into the background of why did they outlaw DDT? Oh, it was a terrible insecticide. No, it was far safer than anything we have today as far as spraying is concerned, but it was saving too many lives. Not enough blacks were dying in Africa. And even recently, within the last few years, the World Health Organization had a trial of spraying rooms in Africa and in African communities with the DDT. It worked so effectively. Now they're going to ban its production, DDT's production, throughout the world because we're saving the lives of too many blacks. In Africa today, in Zimbabwe, the average lifespan of a black man has fallen from 64 to 34. American tax dollars at work. 46% of the black pregnant women in Botswana are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. And we get those figures from the American Department of Commerce that's down there saying what a great job we're doing. But men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you going to do? Or are you going to sit around until it's someone in your family? Or perhaps one of your children who's been eliminated. And they have a program. They're using vaccination. They're using aspartame. They're certainly using genetically modified food. They're using water fluoridation. Do you realize, of course, that the male sperm count has fallen 50%? You know, and certainly in the fluoridated communities, it's down even more. And certainly in the there's a definite relationship between the mercury-containing vaccines and, of course, infertility in both men and women. They know exactly what they're doing. Why do you think that they want to vaccinate everybody for this swine flu when it's such a mild disease that most of the people who've had it don't even know they've had it? The fact that the epidemic has actually peaked out in the major population centers, you can go to the CDC and look at it, it's in the process of peaking out here in California. It's peaked out and it's on the decline. But of course they can't tell the people. How else would they be able to get the little children less than 10 to take two routine seasonal flu shots laden with mercury that will destroy their fertility in their minds, and then two more shots of the swine flu that's laden with mercury and will destroy their minds? And if you don't think they believe that, you need, of course, to get the book, Neil Miller's wonderful book on the vaccine safety manual. We actually carry the Simpson Wood report. It was a secret government report, secret put out by the CDC. Why would the Centers for Disease Control have secret reports? Because they don't want you to know that they know that you're poisoning your children.